This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish Abraham. India today took series of strong measures following Pahalgam terror attack, including suspension of Indus Waters Treaty 1960 and closing of integrated checkpost Attari with immediate effect. The Cabinet Committee on Security, CCS, reviewed the overall security situation in its meeting at Prime Minister Narendra Modi's residence last evening. Briefing media in New Delhi, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said Pakistani nationals will not be permitted to travel to India under the SAARC Visa Exemption Scheme, SVES visas.
The Cabinet Committee on Security met this evening under the chairmanship of the Honorable Prime Minister. The CCS was briefed in detail on the terrorist attack on 22nd April 2025 in Pahalgam in Jammu and Kashmir, in which 25 Indians and one Nepali citizen were killed. A number of others sustained injuries. The CCS condemned the attack in the strongest terms and expressed its deepest condolences to the families of the victims and hoped for the early recovery of the injured. Strong expressions of support and solidarity have been received from many governments around the world, which have unequivocally condemned this terror attack.
Foreign Secretary said the CCS chaired by Prime Minister Modi was briefed in detail on the Pahalgam terrorist attack. The CCS condemned the attack in the strongest terms and expressed its deepest condolences to the families of the victims and hoped for the early recovery of the injured. All-party meeting is likely to be held in New Delhi today in wake of Pahalgam terror attack. It is expected that all political parties will be briefed on the terror attack during the meeting. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has strongly condemned the Pahalgam terrorist strike. He stressed that attacks against civilians are unacceptable under any circumstances. According to Secretary General's spokesperson Stéphane Dujarric, Mr. Guterres offered his heartfelt condolences to the bereaved families of the victims. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that every Indian feels the pain of losing their loved ones in the terrorist attack in Pahalgam in South Kashmir's Anantnag district. He assured all these families and the entire country that these terrorists who killed innocent people will not be spared at all. Home Minister Amit Shah paid last respects to the deceased. He laid floral wreaths over the bodies of the deceased at police control room in Srinagar. Police and intelligence agencies have released sketches of three attackers. A special team of National Investigation Agency has already taken over charge of the investigation of the terror attack. On the occasion of National Panchayati Raj Day, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address Panchayati Raj institutions and Gram Sabhas across the country today from Madhubani in Bihar. The day will mark 32 years of the 73rd Constitutional Amendment Act of 1992, which gave constitutional status to panchayats as institutions of rural local self-government. This year, the day is being observed as a major national program through a whole-of-government approach involving participation of six union ministries. The ministries include Rural Development, Housing and Urban Affairs, Petroleum and Natural Gas, Power, Railways and the Ministry of Road Transport and Highways. RBI Governor Sanjay Malhotra has stated that India's economy is well positioned to withstand global growth slowdowns, financial volatility and reduced consumer and investor confidence thanks to strong domestic demand. According to the Monetary Policy Committee minutes, Mr. Malhotra noted potential benefits from softening crude oil and commodity prices, as well as India's tariff advantage. While announcing a downward revision of 20 basis points, the RBI governor said even at 6.5% growth, India will continue to be the fastest growing major economy. In IPL T20 cricket, Mumbai Indians defeated host Sunrisers Hyderabad by 7 wickets in Hyderabad. Put into bat first, Sunrisers Hyderabad posted 143 runs for the loss of 8 wickets in 20 overs. In reply, Mumbai Indians comfortably chased down the target, losing 3 wickets in 15.4 overs. Mumbai Indians bowler Trent Bolt, who claimed 4 wickets, was named player of the match. Today, hosts Royal Challengers Bangalore will face Rajasthan Royals at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium at 7:30 p.m. Indian time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.